The radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Santa's sleigh.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott, former Green Beret and director for the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University, speaking with John and Amy at WIND in Chicago. A mysterious missile seen yesterday flying off the coast of California has yet to be explained. So, Colonel Atticott, what could it be?
There's several possibilities. I don't think it's a foreign power off our coast that had the temerity to launch something that close to the United States. So if it is a missile, it was either accidental or it's an intentional launch. If it's intentional, obviously we want to keep that secret because we're testing some type of new technology, in which case we would lie about it, we being the U.S. government, and we would expect them to lie about it because we don't want our enemies to know that we're developing more sophisticated weaponry. And as you know, in warfare, deception is not illegal under the law of war.
The Navy and the Air Force, as well as the Missile Defense Agency, have not been able to offer an explanation as to what that might have been soaring in the sky.
The conventional wisdom right now is that, you know, it probably is a jet aircraft, that you had some atmospheric conditions that were conducive to create this plume. And that's the story that the military right now is putting out.
Buzzing right along, upset with the boss, want to vent it on Facebook? The National Labor Relations Board ruling that employers are not permitted to fire workers over their Facebook posts.
On the one hand, you have employers who want to have a constructive, productive workplace and an effective internet policy. And on the other hand, you got the National Labor Relations Board that wants to protect employees' rights to gather together, you know, so-called collected concerted activity, to talk about things of mutual interest and conditions of the workplace. And the fact of the matter is that that used to take place around the water cooler. Today it takes place on Facebook. And what?
Privacy attorney Scott Vernick speaking with Kevin Miller at KIDO in Boise, Idaho. But before you go and riff about your boss on the social networking site, workplace legal expert Robin Bond says...
Well, let me just make sure that the listeners know for right now, this is not a rousing endorsement to run right out and start, you know, bashing the boss.
That was Bond speaking with Tony Cruz at Fox affiliate WHAS. So post at your own discretion. Your boss may not appreciate what you have to say. Why is that, Ms. Bond?
Generally, you're going to be fired if you bash the boss.
I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.